Good evening, darling. Take a deep breath. If you panic, you may end up snapping the zip ties. And then, I will have to start using the shock collar to tranquilize you. I would really like to not use that too early. I'm not going to harm you in any way that has long-lasting physical effect. You are safe. Relax. Easy. Easy. Shh, shh, shh. It's alright. It's alright. Look at you. And I'm never going to let you go. God. Yes, your tears taste so fucking good when you're scared. I wonder if they have a different flavor when you're happy. Angry? Sad? I want to hold. Simple platter. I want to feel a bottle and age them. I want your tears to be my wine. Welcome, sweetheart, to the rest of your life. I've had so much time to think. So much I stopped keeping track after years. I thought about myself, the person I used to be, what a boring bitch she was. The person I am today. Could I even call myself person anymore? Lately I've felt less like human and more like monster. Do you see me that way too? Don't fucking lie to me. Quit shaking your head. If I'm nice to her, she will let me go. She will set me free, have a way out of this. That's what you're thinking, huh? There is no way out of here. Not once that I don't know of, anyways. If you escape, it will be because I want you to escape. It will be because I'm not far behind. Because you had no idea where you are. But I do. You have no idea who the fuck's taking you, sweetheart. But I do. I hate liars. Can't fucking stand them. Remember how I said I want to do irreparable harm to your body? That's true. I don't want to harm you. You're so, so special to me, sweetheart. I don't want to risk doing anything to you that requires me taking you to hospital. They would take you away from me forever. But hurting you inevitably. I can't remember the last time I was able to reach an orgasm without hearing a man sobbing. I only want to hurt you as much as I have to for us both to have a good time. So I'm gonna ask you again. Do you see me as a monster? I appreciate your honesty. Thank you. I have become a monster to myself, and it's time that changed. I've been thinking about the monster I want to become for you. You, it brings me back to you and how much I've been thinking about you. That's the whole reason you're here in the first place, you know? I couldn't stand it anymore. I was beginning to think of doing something brash. I knew you would sleep up eventually. I just had to wait, like a lion prepared to pounce and devour a gazelle. Have you ever had to sit and wait in one place for a whole year? You cannot twitch. You cannot blink. You cannot breathe. Truly motionless. Watching the world move around you, the tension that feels as though will make your muscle disintegrate. the burning feeling of droning on dry land. Does this describe it well for you? What were you feeling during this year? When you got to move with the world freely, knowing of how badly I was suffering for you? Does my suffering please you? No, of course it doesn't. No one's suffering has ever pleased you. That's why I love you, isn't it? Oh, the word slipped. I wanted to make it special the first time. That's okay. Let's just make it more special when you eventually say it back and mean it. Because you wouldn't lie to me about that, right? Think hard before you listen. I will know. Good boy. I didn't think you would. Oh, my poor baby. I know it's left such a scratch across your cheek. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you heard. But it looks so pretty on you. Among the many things I felt, the one that the word most was regret. I used to be normal. I worked 9 to 5. Sometimes I'd go out for happy hours after work, come home, maybe watch porn, give my vibrator a good workout and go to bed. My first regret was deciding to go on that website on a day at that time. Maybe if you didn't, my life couldn't stay the way it was. Maybe if I had just gone somewhere else to get what I needed that day, I could have kept my ordinary, boring, normal life. My second regret was on a day you finally tracked down your address. I watched through your window. Your handsome, perfect silhouette through the curtains in the late hour of the night until the light clicked off. I regretted not taking you and bringing you home that first day. And then, every subsequent day afterwards, that I did not have you here in the house, tied up somewhere free for me to use, touch, or even just look at. God, you were so pretty to look at. Has anyone ever told you? I'm sure they have. If you haven't been told every single day of your life that changed today, I will make you believe how beautiful you are. Do you understand? That's it. That's a good boy. Lovely. So pretty. So pretty, aren't you? My good pretty puppy. It's okay to cry. It's okay, baby. Even though I don't still fierce rot, you can scream if you need to as well. That's why I stuffed my panties in your mouth ahead of time. Don't it taste good? I touched myself to the thought of you for hours first. The regret ate me alive, millions of little teeth sinking themselves into me and chewing on my flesh much the same way the sound of your voice and visual gnawed my brain. Sometimes I'd be driving so insane with longing for you that I would break out into haves and scratch myself until I bled. Have you ever wanted something that badly? No, I don't think so. I don't think I've met a single other person who has. I'm relieved now. I feel calmer. I feel like I can breathe again. As long as I'm looking at you, as long as we're in the same space, as long as I can touch you, I'm okay. I can go back to my normal life as long as I know you're here at my home waiting for me. The wait was worth it. I needed to make sure everything was perfect, that you never want to leave. I've built you this beautiful room. Look at how pretty it is for you. I studied all your interests so closely. The drawer and closet are full of comfortable clothes. I know exactly what you don't like to wear and what looks best on you. I'm gonna feed you the favorite food every day. I read your journal and went through your browser history. I found your Reddit and went through every weird niche fetish shop you follow. I know everything about you. If I can have you as my partner, I'm going to keep you as my pet. I'll be a good master, I promise. I'll give you anything you want, as long as you only look at me. And you touch me. And you kiss me. Kiss me now. And of course, as if it even needs to be said, only fuck me. Isn't that simple? He's the rules to follow. Since you will never be seeing anyone else again. What if I use your tears as lip gloss, huh? You better not bite me, dearest. Part of you is so delicious. Jeez, I lost so much time in it pitiful. Hope and see you and desire to undo the past. The feeling has subsided. I find it difficult to assign words to what I'm experiencing in a moment. It's not quite euphoria. This is intense joy and excitement without a doubt. I'm sure you can feel that for yourself, looking down from me into your powerful thighs. There's more than that. This is the rebirth of every moment we have. Every leap through. Every experience we had. Every decision we've made. Down to every breath we've taken. They brought us here to this, and in this instant, looking into your beautiful eyes. Though I wear this mask, I can see myself clearly in their reflection, with a collected heart, soul, and mind. What is this called? This is simultaneous suffocation, self, odium, and thrilling elation? I'm unsure if there is a word for it. I feel consumed by it. I wish to consume you in return. You will never know the depths of what I feel, but I can sure as hell try. Won't you indulge me, darling? As if you had another choice. God, look at you. Look at your body. You're breathtaking. No matter what, but it pushes in so close up like this. I might suffocate. Your fucking chest is incredible. Delicious. Your sweet taste is just as good as your tears. I love feeling your squirm under me this way. You get so fidgety when I pinch and suck it in the palm. Are they that sensitive, baby? You're adorable, aren't you? Look at how hard they are for me. Do you like it? Does it feel good? Think careful before you answer. Remember what I said about liars. No, that didn't feel good. If you tell me the truth, I will go back to being nice. But this but just nodding your head isn't good enough. I need you to say it. I want to hear your voice say you feel scared when you molest my body like that. I know I'm going to hell, but hell don't scare me. I've been burned so much worse before. No, that's not what I told you to say. Try again. Do it right. Or I'm gonna hit you again. Again, boy. It sounds like a different language when you're trying to speak through chest-shattering sobs. I'll be fluent in all your tongues. My fear of men like you brings up a woman like me. That initial regret, my love. I could do nothing but wallow in it. All around me was darkness. There was no escape from it. I could not see unless I look at you. One beacon of light, my sunshine. You were a revelation for me. I was already on death row. You are my peace making with the end. You are my acceptance of the inevitable. You are my religion. Finally, I found myself separated from the debate over the free will that philosophers have long discoursed over. Liminality. Perhaps that's the word. I feel liberated, don't you? I have found my purpose. I'm no longer encumbered by a dreadful need to bring a singular outcome into being because it's here. But coupled with this newfound freedom, there comes another feeling. My chest is a black hole. I will implode in myself. That is sensation, fear. Now that I have you, I will not leave without you again. I've been waiting for you. Not to fix me. You can't fix me. And I don't want you to. But I don't want to break you as I have been broken either. I don't want you to feel the same level of regret that I did for any length of time. Though I'm sure you may have some of your own right now. If I would be able to keep my exhibitionism kink under control and not post so many news online, I wouldn't be in this situation right now. Don't worry, darling. That regret will pass. I will make it pass. Break you. No, but I want you to feel afraid as I am. God loves you, but not enough to save you. My love, I don't intend for you to need saving. And thank God, I'm real, and you can depend on me. Together. Your dick was just as good as I knew the baby. You're so beautiful looking to me right on the ceiling. Look at how pretty you are. Such a pine of masculinity. Your tooth just pattering sobbing mess. Every part of your body is immaculate. I'm going to claim this cock with every part of my body. My hair, my feet, my thighs. Every part of me, and she can push together and shove your dick through. It's getting fucked. There won't be a trace of skin left on me that hasn't touched your cock. I'm being soaked in your cum. You're mine. Your dick belongs to me. You learn to worship me like the drop of freaking mud you are.
and over until it's only a thing, you know? Are you mine, listener? Think carefully. Fuck. That's right, yeah. It's fucking right. Good boy. You're mine. Forever, right? I'm gonna feel the way your dick a throb hits me. You love the idea of being mine. I've put in all this work for you. All this effort to show you how much I want you. You're impressed by it. You like it. You like me. And don't you? Say it again. Say you like me. Say you want to be my dog. Say I love you. Forgive you for lying to me. It's alright. I don't give a fuck. I know you mean it eventually. It sounds so fucking good when you say it. I love you too. I love you too. I love you so fucking much. Get fucking strong. That's my fucking dumb little puppy. I can tell you're about to come. I've seen the face so many times. This handsome one, this close freaking to come at the same time, okay? I'm getting enough of you. I don't have reason to. Your mic is pretty much. Yeah, listen, what is your fucking word? No one's coming to stop me. You're going to get me pregnant and you're going to fucking love. You ready, baby? It doesn't matter. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come. There is it. There is fucking it. You fucking sperm flooding me warm. Good dumb little doggy. My perfect handsome paddle. I'm not sure towards you. My good boy. I'm never going to let you go. And I'm never going to leave you. Never.